Unit 3. Track 29. Listen to three conversations about the stories. Which of your questions were answered? 1.
Did you read that story about the guy who jumped off Niagara Falls?
No. What happened to him? Did he die?
No. He survived, amazingly enough.
Really? I guess he was wearing some kind of protective clothing.
That's the incredible thing. He was just wearing ordinary clothes. He just jumped in, fell down 180 feet, and somehow managed to avoid hitting the rocks.
That's amazing. What did he do it for?
Apparently, he just did it for a dare. He'd been talking about doing it for years. His friends had bet him he wouldn't do it.
What a crazy guy.
2.
There was a story the other day about this mountain climber. She was stuck on top of a mountain, and she only managed to escape by sending text messages.
No. Where did this happen?
In the Swiss Alps, I think. She was climbing with a partner, and they'd been climbing for 3 hours when they got trapped in a terrible storm.
You're kidding!
No. So they built a shelter or something, and they hid in that.
Then what happened?
She started sending text messages to friends in London, and one of them sent a message back saying that the mountain rescue teams in Switzerland had been contacted.
Amazing.
I know. Anyway, they were rescued the next night, and now they're safe and sound.
Unbelievable.
3.
I was reading in the paper the other day about this kid who hacked into these top-secret U.S. military computers. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. How old was he? 17, 18?
Actually, he was only 14.
Why did he do it?
Well, he developed his own software program, and he'd been using this to download movies and music from the internet.
I don't get it. What's that got to do with the U.S. military?
Well, he'd figured that if he broke into these powerful military computers, he could use them to download stuff even faster.
Oh, so he wasn't a spy or anything?
No, but he still got in trouble. The military got in touch with the FBI, and this boy was tracked down to his house somewhere in Kansas or something.
And he's only 14? They should give him a job.